Hello and welcome to Elevate to Success, discussions on project management and leadership ideas, tips and techniques of being a project manager, agile practitioner, or a leader in your organization. So let's go. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you some thoughts and questions to ask yourself. How good is my team? Is my team really doing agile? You know, there are some teams out there that will claim that they're agile when in fact they're not, and pretending that they're agile. They may be doing the ceremonies religiously, but not really being agile, not having the agile mindset. Keep in mind, agile is a mindset. It's not a playbook written in stone where you have to do exactly what the book tells you to do. We know we're not agile when problems and issues come around and screws up our commitments and our goals, or when command and control slips in when things go off course or when problems arise. So in figuring out if your team is agile, I have a few questions you want to ask yourself and discover how well your team is doing agile. And are they delivering value? Are they shipping products incrementally? Are they able to change priorities on the dime and be flexible when needed? Are they collaborating effectively? So let me give you some kind of agile assessment questions for you to think about, and hopefully you can start kind of working it within your organization and working it within your team. Okay, so the first internal assessment question to ask yourself is, when your team claims to be done, the product owner, testers, and customers usually agrees that it is. In fact, is it done and accepted? So it's a true or false question. If it's false, then it's really time for you to assess with your team the meaning of done. What is the definition of done? So take some time, work with your team, and assess what the meaning of done is. The second one is, when you have a product that you accepted, it is safe to say the product was well built, well tested, and deployable. True or false? If it's false, it's time for you again to reassess with your development team the meaning of accepted, and kind of talk over how you do code reviews as well too. Number three, when the product increments are ready to be shipped and released, the customers are satisfied. Now, if it's false, it's time to reassess with your product owner, with your development team, and your testing teams why you're not shipping and deploying on time. Okay, so number four, the business team has confidence that they will get what they are asking for. If it's false, it's time for you to work closely with your product owner, your program team, all the stakeholders that's involved with your project, and ask why they don't have the confidence in your delivery. You know, find out where the problem is and what they're seeing. That way you and your team can fix it. So number five, the team is working in a good pace, has been delivering consistently on every iteration. Now, if your team is not working in a good pace, again, it's time for you to have a sit down with your team and have a good discussion why. Kind of review all your estimations, look at what your testing process is and where our hangups are, and where if there's any large impediments that are happening within your team, or do you have a lot of product support that you have to do? So kind of find out what's going on and see if you can get back into a good pace. Number six, is my team discussing process improvements and collaboration during retrospectives? If they're not, get everybody on your team to participate and ask questions to each other. And especially in retrospectives, don't let one person or two people control the retrospective. Have everyone participate, have every team member participate. You may have to step in and ask questions. So make sure that you get an idea of what everybody's thinking in terms of process improvements and having better communications with everybody. So number seven, is my team adaptable to change within a sprint? Now, if they're not adaptable, your team will need to adjust, and they need to be flexible, and you gotta teach them how to be flexible. You know, it's common that issues, change of scope, quick fixes are needed, production support issues come up, and your team needs to understand that also their velocity will change, and your product owner will need to understand that what was committed for that sprint during planning may not happen. Management will also need to understand that as well. So for you as a project manager, Scrum Master, document your scope changes. Ensure that your stakeholders are aware and you've communicated with everybody effectively. Number 8, the team knows that the work that they're doing has great value for the business. Now, if your team is not aware of the bigger picture, then your product owner, your product manager, program manager needs to sit down and have a discussion with the team, giving them the bigger picture. Also, your product owner needs to write stories that has value and not a laundry list of nice-to-haves. Ensure that the team is given a big picture by showing them where they fit into the big picture. Hopefully, you know, that's all done during KPI planning, when everybody's aware that what everyone's doing and what they're committed to do. So number 9, is my team communicating with other teams effectively? Now, if they're not, simply ask the team, why aren't you communicating effectively? If your team is committed to delivering a product to external teams, make sure that the Scrum Master from the external team works out a process to effectively communicate with you and your team. You know, have a representative from their team join your meeting so that there's some kind of visibility, and vice versa. Send a representative from your team or yourself to sit on their meetings. I'm certain this will ensure full disclosure and transparency. You know, as a Scrum Master or project manager, you want to be aware if dates are being missed. So that's pretty much all I have for this episode. So, you know, continue to ask yourself these questions and make any improvements to ensure your team is agile. I'm hoping in the future, I'll have some upcoming episodes on having how to have an agile mindset. I think that would be a good topic to discuss. Again, thanks for checking in. This is Elevate to Success, your host, Lloyd Philip B. with Infinity Bold. For more information on how we can help you with your project management, coaching, as well as mentoring, you can go to my website at www.infinitybold.com and send me an email. Please share this podcast and also tell a friend about us. Until then, keep it real.